If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. While the year 1974 is still young, I trust that you're planning and programming your life to be pleasing and profitable to the Lord Jesus Christ. We began 1974 in a very outstanding way here at Worth Baptist Church last Sunday. The Lord added 5 people to our congregation, and we had a great time in the beginning of the new year. It is our determination in 1974 here at Worth Baptist Church that we're going to spread more of the gospel into more parts of the world than ever before. We're hoping and praying that 1974 will be a year of revival, not only here locally in our city, but around the world. And I want to challenge you once again today to make it a matter of prayer in your own heart and in your own life that God will send revival to America in these days. Never before has our nation needed to turn to God as we need to turn to Him now. Never before have we needed revival like we need revival in this year. So I trust that your life and your Christian experience will be one of excitement in this year. And of course, if you're not saved, it is our prayer that this year will bring the best event that could happen to your life, and that is your personal salvation. If you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place to worship God, where the Bible is preached, and where Christians meet together in the name of Christ to worship, we invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock with a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, and where the Bible alone is the textbook. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. One of our priorities for 1974 will be the hour of worship. We're asking people to remember to pray that as the worship service begins and as it continues and concludes, that we will experience and rediscover the true art of worship in the new year. So pray for the worship hour, attend the worship hour, and then come, of course, at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school and begin the day and conclude the day in the house of the Lord. On Sunday evening, we're having some marvelous times together, and we're asking you to come and visit with us. If you're not regularly attending Sunday school in church somewhere else, make it a point in your life to share in the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we trust that as you make your plans today, plan for the whole family to honor Christ and to put God first and to worship in the house of the Lord on this Lord's Day. Then concerning our broadcast for 1974, we are putting all of our messages on the broadcast on cassette tapes, and we would be happy for you to have one of them. And each tape, of course, will contain 2 messages. I trust that you'll write this week and inquire as to how you can receive our tape cassettes of these messages on Worth Baptist Hour each week in 1974. And if you receive one of these tapes, and if you have a need that you cannot meet, and you don't believe you could send the $3 that the tape costs, we'll be happy to help you any way that we possibly can. And whatever donation you could send, we'll be happy to see to it that you get one of the tapes. And we'll also send you one of our books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. We have a desire here at Worth Baptist Church to get the Word of God into every home that we possibly can in 1974. Christ in every heart and the Bible in every home is our determination and our burden for this year. So we ask you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And if you cannot afford to purchase one of these tapes, and you really want one, we'll see to it that you get one without any cost. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May the Lord bless you as you share with us in writing this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, How to Make 1974 the Most Exciting Year of Your Life. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, at verse 10, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bring before Thee at this hour the needs and the petitions of every listener to Worth Baptist Hour. We pray for this gospel ministry as it reaches hundreds in this area. We would ask especially for those who are afflicted and shut in that these broadcasts during 1974 would be of a special blessing to them. As they listen to the songs and as they hear the Word of God proclaimed, may they be blessed within their hearts. And then, Father, we dedicate this message and this broadcast to those who are unsaved and unenlisted, who might feel that they are unwanted and unloved. May they know today that Christ indeed loves them, and may they come to Him to find the comfort and consolation that Christ alone can give. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now, the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, at verse 10. Jesus said, and I quote, The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. There is abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can make 1974 the most exciting, and the most wonderful, and the most profitable year of your life. I believe you can do it. And I want to share with you some thoughts today on how to make 1974 the most exciting year of your life. The nations of earth have just drawn the curtain on a year that has been characterized by fear, by uncertainty, and by failure. These things are witnessed in government, in education, in business, and in religion. Never before have we seen so much corruption in our government. Never before has there been so much liberalism and radicalism in the systems of education in our nation. There have been many business failures this last year. And then in the area of religion, it has been noted that most of the so-called mainline denominations are declining in attendance and offerings. There is an exception, the evangelical churches of the world. That is, those who are proclaiming the gospel and who are staying true to the Word of God. These churches all over the nation and around the world are growing and multiplying and reaching people for Christ as never before. 1973 will go down as one of the most frustrating years in the history of America and of the world. We have faced some very crucial experiences this last year. Watergate in America, war in the Middle East, and widespread economic reverses all over the world. All of these, plus a thousand other problems, have plagued Americans and have plagued people in all the nations of earth. Let us hope and pray that the perils and the problems we have encountered will bring us all closer together. Closer together as families, as friends, as church members, as neighbors. And most of all, let's pray that these things will bring our nation closer to God and to her knees. Never before has America needed a spirit of revival as we need it today. We need prayer, and we need Bible preaching, and we need for men to recognize God and give God first place in their lives, in government, in religion, in education, in business, in all of our society, in every area of national and private life. There is a great need for men to honor Christ. We have some crucial days ahead of us. However, in spite of all of the threats of war and depression, failure and frustration, crises and shortages, we can have an exciting life in Christ in the new year. I'm going to give you a text, a verse of Scripture, that I want you to make your golden text for the coming year. I want you to read it every day in 1974. I want you to hold on to it, to embrace it, to accept it, and to believe it. And the verse is found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. That's Philippians 4:19. And I'm convinced that with this verse, we can meet and overcome every shortage, every problem, every crisis, and every need that might confront us in 1974. Already, some of you are asking, how can I make this year the most exciting year in my life? I have problems and burdens and difficulties. How can it be exciting? How can it be profitable? Listen very carefully, and I'll tell you. There are three things that I believe you can do to make your life the most exciting in 1974. Number one, you should believe something. Someone has noted, tell me what you believe, and I'll tell you what you'll achieve and how true it is. Philosophically, theologically, and practically, you are what you believe. Your conduct is governed by your creed, and what you believe is what you will eventually do. In other words, the creed of today becomes the deed of tomorrow. I would that we all had the creed of the cab driver I read about in Ireland. It seems that he was sitting in his cab reading the New Testament. A passenger got in and asked him, what book are you reading? And he said, well, I'm reading the New Testament, the Bible. And then the fare asked him, but why do you read that book? And the cabbie answered, it tells me about my Savior and about my home in heaven. And the fare said, oh, but what is your creed? To which the driver answered, my creed is very simple. One, I believe everything God says. Two, I obey everything God commands. And three, I expect everything God promises. What a creed. Have you such a creed in your life? If you want to make your life exciting in 1974, you must believe something. And then in the second place, if you're going to have an exciting life in Christ in 74, you must be something. Have you ever asked yourself, who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? All of these answers are found in the Bible. And I want to remind you today that you are writing your own obituary. You are digging your own grave. You are preaching your own funeral every day that you live. Because no one can live your life for you and be what you ought to be, I admonish you in 1974 to be something. If you are not saved, I admonish you first of all to be saved. Trust Christ as your Savior. Take Him as your partner for the new year, and it'll be the most wonderful year in your life. Then if you are a Christian, there are five things that I would suggest that you be in 1974. Number one, be a good soldier of the cross, endure hardness, and fight the good fight of faith. Number two, be a bearer of the good news of the gospel. Number three, be a golden rule Christian, doing unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Number four, be a second mile Christian. That is, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, go with him too. And five, be a defender of the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. If you will attempt in your life, by the help of God, to be these five things as a Christian, you can enjoy the most exciting year of your life. Then there's a third thing. If you want to have an exciting life in 1974, you must quit something. Paul wrote to the church at Colossae these words, "But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man and his deeds." In other words, Paul said to the church at Colossae, there are some things that you must quit. And I echo the words of Paul as I say to you today, if 1974 is going to be a year of excitement, there are some things that you must quit. Paul declares in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." I would suggest and strongly recommend, if you want to be happy, you must quit any habit or any form of sin that is detrimental to your spiritual development or to your physical health. Number two, you must quit anything that offends a Christian brother. And number three, you must quit anything that would stand in the way of someone else coming to Christ or coming to the church. In other words, if you are going to be happy and have an exciting experience with Christ in 1974, you must come face to face with a sin question and quit all known sins in your life. Now that sounds like preacher talk, doesn't it? Well, it is. But wait, you haven't heard anything yet. Listen to this. Mental and moral health are identical. And the only way our suffering, struggling, anxious society can hope to prevent mental ills is by recognizing the reality of sin. We must come to grips with our sin and our guilt. If man once again would feel the guilt of sin and repent, then hope would return to our world. Now that sounds like preacher talk too, doesn't it? But it isn't. No preacher said that. It was the world-famous psychiatrist, Dr. Carl Menninger, who wrote those words. Let me read the last statement again. Dr. Menninger said, "If man once again would feel the guilt of sin and repent, then hope would return to our world." When someone asked Dr. Menninger how this could be done, this was his reply. Preach. Tell it like it is. Say it from the pulpits and cry it from the housetops. Solomon said the same thing a long time ago. In Proverbs 28:13 he wrote, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Jesus said the same thing 2,000 years ago, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." John said the very same thing in these words, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, there must be some quitting in your life if you're going to have an exciting life this year. I have a footnote and I shall be through. Not only must you believe something and be something and quit something, if you're going to have an exciting experience with Christ in this year, you must anticipate something. You must live every day anticipating the coming of Christ. And if Jesus does not come today, look for him tomorrow. When the highest-ranking prisoner of war in Vietnam was asked his feelings about the end of the war and the escalation of the bombing, this was his reply. When we heard the big bombs exploding around Hanoi, we packed our bags because we knew we were soon going home. And I say to you today, all over the world, the big bombs of God's wrath are exploding. We are seeing it evidenced in our lives every day. And soon, we are going home. What about your life? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know Him as the Lord and Master of your life? If not, why not right now confess your sin? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou shalt be saved. I trust right by your radio right now that you would just bow your head and pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, Christ will save you. And 1974 can be and will be the most exciting year of your life. I trust again that you'll plan to attend the services of Worth Baptist Church today, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.